Pashas Pinchas, the Boisai, the Maisa. We have to realize Shivis. Of every parash in the Torah, the limudin that we learn, and each parash is molly v'godish, or with so many different limudim, so many different things we can learn. It's always hard to choose. Like Rav Brevda spoke, everybody remember. He says, you know, before he spoke on Shuas, you know, I have 25 things. Not that I have 25 things, but you know, he had said he had 25 things he could speak about. So he said, you guys are going to walk away. Wherever you're going to walk away from the Shavuos, you walk. The person speaking who has always another thing that could talk about. Parashat Pinchas, we usually talk about the beginning of the parasha, because Parashat Pinchas, but Allah's been Aaron Hakoyim, the side of Mekaneis Kenasi, the side. This year, I wanted to speak about a different topic a little bit. The side Gadol, the Parashat Pinchas has to offer us. We can learn out from. It says in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for a someone to take over. Looking for someone to lead Klal Yisrael afterwards. Yes, and one of the great limudim of Moshe Rabbeinu is doig. So Klal Yisrael, Yifkei Hashem Elokei Arucha Yisrael Chalbah Isha La'eda. Hashem should appoint Isha La'eda. Asher Yetzel Lefnehem, Asher Yovel Lefnehem, Asher Yotziyahem, Asher Yiviyahem. Lo Yiyek Adas Yisroel, Adas Hashem Kitzoyin, Asher Imam Roya, Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu asks. A special bakasha. A ma'isa kodesh bo would do it. Oh, but a ma'isa, Moshe Rabbeinu asked that I have to leave this world, he says, but there should be someone to take over. There should be somebody in command now who's going to be Isha La'eda. Says the pasuk, V'amato, Hashem says, Al Moshe, Kach l'chosh, Yehoshua ben Nun, Ish asher ruach boy. Take Yehoshua ben Nun, and L'chaya, Hashem's giving the reason why he's chosen, Isha Sher Ruach Boy, why Yehoshua from everybody. Hello, the Ramban says, in the Pitzchilas Parash Meraglim, that the Meraglim, they were listing, which order was it? So he said they were listing the Fi Chashivas, all the Ramban. It means Yehoshua was later on the list, and some people just say, with Sarah Chamish, and that means, there were many people way ahead of Yehoshua to be leaders of the nation. Moshe Rabbeinu asked that his sons maybe should take over also. But at the end of the day, Hashem says, Kach l'chosh Yehoshua bin Nun. Ish asher ruach boy. Because he has his milo. Ish asher ruach boy v'somachtes yodcha olav. You should be soymech your hand on him. Rashi explains what asher ish asher ruach boy. That's like you asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They should be able to go connected Ruach Kol Echad Ve'Echad with a push to Madrega. He should be able to handle each and every bond. To be a leader, the person has to know how to handle each one differently. Each and every one needs a different type of Hadracha, a different type of Chinuch, a different type of Teichacha. Every one is different. To be a leader, he has to have that quality to be able to know how to deal with each and every one. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakash and Hashem answered it. V'nasato mehoidcha olav. The pasuk continues afterwards. You should put your hoid on him. L'man yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk here is moiridik. Yehoshua zaycha to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, the one to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, the one to be the next in line to Moshe Rabbeinu. And l'chayra. To Pelah the Gezach, Yeshua, like we said before, Zoicha, to be that leader. Maybe others Elochor were greater. What was Yeshua's Maila? So we find different Zachin. The Etzin Medrash Rabba in this week's Parasha. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu. Noite Te'ena Yoichal Piriya of the Medrash. The one who guards the Te'ena Yoichal Piriya, he should be the one to eat its fruit. Banecha Yoshvu Lehem Le'osku Batoira. Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu Be'emes, as we find the Parashiyos. Yivkod Hashem Elokei Haruchos, what it's doing exactly over here in the parish, the Medrash feels always, the Medrash speaks about this. We just dealt with the Bnei Slavkod, Rabbi Yisai. The Bnei Slavkod came to ask that they should get a portion as Yisrael, but Schut, that the father had a portion. Elokei Ben Zog Yorushu Bnei Slavkod, Aviyah and Amar Moshe, Harei Ashoa She'et Babot Tzorki. Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, the Medrash, it's my time to ask for my needs. Bnei Slavkod asked for their needs. They asked for the inheritance, the shush of their father. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, said the Medrash, now it's my time. I was served the Chai so faithfully. I also have a bakasha. What was his bakasha? Omer Moshe, in my bonus church, between who she used to ask kvoidi. Just like those bonus, they got the kvoid of their father. Let my sons inherit my covenant. So asked Moshe Rabbeinu. On that, Omer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noitza Teina Yoichal Piriya, entered the Medrash, Moshe Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Noitza Teina Yoichal Piriya, Bonecha Yoshvu Lehem V'loi Osku B'Toyra. You don't know what that means, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told your children Zad V'loi Osku B'Toyra. Yeshua, Harbe She'ireschu, V'harbe Cholach Lecha Kovoit, he served you, he gave you a lot of covet. He would come into your base avad, your base amedrish. He would go there and arrange the benches, clean the standards. He puts out the mats to sit down, everybody should be able to sit. He's the one who was Mashamish you in the base medrash. He was the one who Mashamish the base medrash. He set it up. He got everything ready. He prepared everything. He's Roy to be the one. The Mashamish is Klai as his soul. She aimed Ma'abit Choro. He shouldn't lose his Chayar. The Schus that he's Mashamish. Moshe Rabbeinu. He has his Schus of Mashamish Klai Yisrael. Yeshua was Zoycha Rabbi Yisai. I need a Pirkei Avos Rabbi Yisai. Pirkei Avos with Rashi. So says the Medrash this week's parasha that it was Zoycha. And the MS Lechoyrov in the Pashta Medrash, even though the Medrash also says Telomaisa, they weren't Oisiz of the Torah. So it's a Chorosh would say that Yeshua's godless was he weren't learned Torah, but here the Medrash says he gave you a lot of cover. He was Mashamishu, Mashmuth Mashamishu in a physical oifin. To hire to do labor, to do things for you. Set up the Beis Avad, set up the Safsalon, make sure everybody's able to learn, get the Svarim ready. Rashi in our voice, when it says, the Mesiras HaTorah, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, Moshe accepted Torah from Sinai, Umisoro LeYoshua. Frekt Rashi, in Pirkei Avos, the Gevaldige Kasha. Umasar Yoshua. Yeshua was the next generation of the Makabli HaTorah. We have Mesoyrus of Baisai. Our Torah is not Stam Hefkedig. Torah is Mesoyrah. Generation has to be passed down from generation to generation. It doesn't go like that. It doesn't just go, you learn, Torah has to be given over from generation to generation. It has to be given over from Dor, from Sinai. It's one chain. And we, as above Bear once explained, why is it? What's the vault? So we're so mechabed abdoilim. We're so mechabed. The past generations. We look to Rabbi Kiva Ega. We look ourselves as ants, and we look with such awe, such trepidation on a gadol from from hundreds of years and manoim manadaber on a rishon. Manoim daban tada. We look whichever. What's the pshat? So both bad. And yet the goyim, there's no one trepidation. They look at the generations. Ah, those fools. We know much better than them. We once said over Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's daher in that. He once said over a beautiful boy was on the plane. He once spoke to his dad, he was on the plane with a fire yid, and his children, his grandchildren were coming to mishamish him the whole time on the plane. And the chilonian that was sitting next to him was a little bit jealous. The fact that this person, Rabbi Yaakov was getting so much covered from his anaklos and his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever, and his jimitzah coming over, what does Zaydi need? What does Zaydi need? And he was jealous. He doesn't hear Zaydi. He doesn't know what to hear, you know. He doesn't know what his grandkids look like. They hide away. Maybe they come once in a yayivah to visit. Maybe once a year. Father's Day, Mother's Day, whatever it's called, Grandpappy's Day. They buy him a nice mug. Our favorite grandfather, who we never see. In parentheses. So he's wondering, Sir Yavis said, I'll explain it to you. It's very poshut. You see, we believe that the further we go back in the tradition is closer to Sinai. So those who are closer backwards were closer to Har Sinai. So by the look on us with all trepidation, these people knew people who knew people who knew people who knew people were closer to Sinai, who saw the Ibn Shalom, who got the Munkabal the Torah. But you, the way you look at your ancestors, you have the theory of Darwin. They come from the ape. So the further you go back, it's closer to the ape. So of course, how can they respect you? They don't respect the monkeys in the zoo. They feed them a banana, maybe. You, beautiful voice. Oh, I saw recently from a Baruch Bear. He said a beautiful taich in this also. I think it's from Shem Baruch Bear. In one of the books, he said a beautiful. He says, what's up, Yoshua? So Rashi, if we should learn Rosh Lamashal Misha, how your name is Atzim in Urav, but all they are Chochma. The one who's killed himself. Yoshua Minun Loyomish Bitoycha Oyo. Yoshua's Ian of Loyomish Bitoycha Oyo. He never left the oil of the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi here is Mashma. Why was Yoshua Zohar to be the chain to Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Sai? Rashi's Mashma, the schus was name is Atzmai for all the Shal Torah. He killed himself. What's the pshat, Rabbi Sai? Be'etzim we find a shtickle stira, not a stira, but we have something that has to understand. We find the concept of shimush talmidei chacham, but it's mentioned in two places, in Shas Deikah, or other, but the sort of shimush talmidei chacham, be'etzim we find in two places. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Zayin on the base, Godol shimush yoyisim ilimud, the greatest shimush talmidei chacham, greater than limutayim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Poi Rochatz, Elisha. Elisha was a talent of Eliyahu HaNavi. The pasuk says over there that he was Mishamish his Rebbe Eliyahu HaNavi. What did he do? Poi Elisha ben Shafat, Asher Yotak Mayim Aidei Eliyahu. He poured water on the hands of Eliyahu HaNavi. Lomad Loinema Eliyotak, Milamish Gdoyi L'Shimusha Yosem Elimuda. From here we learn out Gdoyi L'Shimusha Yosem Elimuda. Godol Shimush Tamidei Chachamim. Greater is serving Tamid Chacham, mashma from here, actual serving. And yet, we find in the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin, in Brachas, the Gemara says a person learned. He read and he learned. He read and he learned. He read from the Torah. He learned Mishnayos. He learned many things. For lo shimish Tamid Chachamim, ha-reizu ama shamish Tamid Chachamim, it's a madrega. I feel korah v'shana. Achein ma'imim. The l'shimish talmid chacham harei ze am ha'oretz. Ze am ha'oretz. He's not shimish talmid chacham. Rashi says the l'shimish chacham who agemora atoy b'svara. Rashi's mashma over here. It's an end of learning. What's the yisoid of us? Is it the learning? Is shimish talmid the learning, or is it the actual servicing? And here l'chor by Yeshua we have the same thing. The teretz the boisai l'chor is both. What do I mean both, Rabbi Yisai? The Etzim Rashi says over here, that means the foreigner, he said another pshat, an isha sheruach boy. What's the tash isha shal ruach boy zok tehilikus foranoi? Muchan lekabel or ptaimel achayim ki inyan vikolev vivolev kolchacham lev nasati chachim. I believe this rashi is the answer to all our questions. Or this foranoi, I'm sorry, is the answer to all our questions. We ask Yoshua the chol of the seems of spira. On one hand it says, they were zoichov because his shimash in chachma and learning. That's Rashi in the Medrash. It's Mashmi Zoyach to be inherit the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu because he set up the benches. He's Mishamish Moshe Rabbeinu by setting up the study, preparing the learning, getting things ready. In Shimish Tachonuchah we find a sphere. God of Shimush and Yosef Mimim Lemuda. Lechor is going on servicing the Rebbe. And yet at the same time we see God of Shimush and Shatayra is in the Svara, learning Svara from the Rebbe. And Taisa says in Ksubis, Godol Shimusha, Afilu, we'll see later, we even could build Chiddush. He once mentioned a different Shmuz that he holds that if a person is Mishamish Tamid Chacham, he's part of more mitzvahs. Even though we say that a person learning Torah has to go ahead and stop learning to do mitzvahs, but Shimush Tamid Chacham not, Rabbi said. So says the Rima Kuvil, Taisa, Zidai, Ksubis, Machanash, Achidush, Noira, that he's doing Mishamish Tamid Chacham. Maisel Rabbi Kiva, he once went to take care of a mace mitzvah. And they told him, for every step that you did, you did a terrible thing. So he said, what's the pshad? How are you supposed to take care of a mitzvah? They said, it's about all mitzvahs. So up there, because he was a vat, he was doing shimush tamid chacham at that time. And the Rav Tosis says, Godol shimush yoyosim yilamudo. Godol is for so much soul that has different halachas. That a person who's learning Torah, Bosa, a person who's learning Torah has to stop what he's doing in order to go do a mitzvah. A mitzvah comes up. He has to go do it. But if he's being Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, if he's learning Shimush, and that means what we understand also, a person learning Yeshiva a certain amount of years, when he's being Mishamish, learning how to become a Lamda, learning how to be Hadab Bal Svara, Shimush. That Yisoy, the boy said, that's God on the Torah, the Talmud Torah. And that Yisoy, the din is, you're not Mavatl anything, the boy said, for that. The Chor, a Bachar who's learning Yeshiva is doing Shimush Tamid Chachamim. He's still doing Shimush, which we'll see what that means in a minute also. That gedder of Shimush Tamid Chachamim has a gedder of a person that's parted from all mitzvahs, as I said. He doesn't have to go over, maybe he's been called for 12 years, there's a shayla. Or he has to be with his wife. There's chiyuvim. Shimush Tamid Chachamim could be. If all the mice, he has to, who knows why he has to do Shimush Tamid Chachamim, but you're parted from all mitzvahs. What's the pshad? Why should Shimush Tamid Chachamim, how could that be? Well, the Meiri says, why is that law for a person learning Torah? He has to have a vatal Torah to go do a mitzvah. Why? Torah is the greatest mitzvah in the world. I'm a Torah today. Why, if I'm learning Torah right now, I have to stop to the davening, Rabbi Yisrael? Why do I have to stop the davening? I said, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveru. Why do I have to stop now to take lulav or blow the shofar? Why do I have to stop? What do I have to stop for? But the Meiri, because the purpose of learning the Torah is in order to do the Torah. So you learn the mitzvahs, you have to do them, man. The purpose is to do them. So Dr. Meiri, if a mitzvah comes by, which you can't do through somebody else, bikur cholim. You can't. No one can do it. No one's going to go back to the choyla. You are sitting and learning now. You have to go back to the choyla. If it's necessary, yes, close your book and go back to the choyla. Nichem aveilim. A mace mitzvah is outside. You got to stop and go out and take care of the mace mitzvah. Amazok toisvis, the rimik reveal, and you're dieting subis. When you're mishamish, tamiri chachomim. You don't have to stop. The mace mitzvahs in the street, bikur choylim, anything. You don't have to stop. Continue doing Yeshimush. It's a Pella de Gazach. But Lamais, so says the Gemara, Bekiva found a Mace Mitzvah, Tosis says. He found a Mace Mitzvah. And he was going on the way to a Mace Mitzvah. And Lamais, he came back, and he took care of the Mace Mitzvah, Rabbi said, unbelievable Zah. Listen to this Tosis, which brings a what's it called? A Sefer Smachos. Zok Toisvis, in Hilchot Derech Eretz, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Tchilas Tashmishi, Lefnei Chachom, my first time I was doing Shemesh, Pam Achas, Hayisi Mahalach Maderech, I was going on the road, Umatsosi Meis Mitzvah, I found a Meis Mitzvah, no one there, dead body on the road, Vinit Palti Boy, I took care of it, Dalit Milin, for 4 mil, I took care of this Meis Mitzvah, Achei Beisi LeBeis HaKvolis, until I brought it to the Beis HaKvolis, the Kavarat, the Rabbi said, what a Kavarat that Zachar of Kiva did. He was going on the way. He saw a dead body, a Jewish dead body. Meis mitzvah, no greater thing. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel has whole shayos. What are you supposed to do? If two mitzvahs come to the same place, Megillah with this, everybody's master, Meis Mitzvah tops everything. Meis Mitzvah takes over everything. There's a Meis Mitzvah there, a dead body on the road. And he was walking on the way, humming along. He was doing shemesh by his rabbis at that time in Shiva. And Almighty finds a dead body on the road. He took the body, carried it 4 meals, Rabbi said. 4 meals, a long distance. Each meal is about 18 minutes, or 72 minutes. He was carrying his dead body. He took the body, buried it. And how good did he feel, Rabbi said? This dead person was on the road. He came back to his rebellion. And he asked the Vaisa, why were you late today? I was on the road coming to do shemesh by you, and I found a Meis Mitzvah. I took it and I buried it like he was looking for his rebbe's. Ah, what a Talmud that we have. You know what they told him? Omrulei, said Rabbi Kiva Stang on the Zohar. Avko psio, kilu shafach the damnoki. On every step that you took, you spilled blood. He was looking to praise. Rebbe, he came into running into his message. Rebbe, look what I accomplished. And he told them, you were shoifich damnoki, you spilled innocent blood. So Toises. So Toises, after Kasha makes mitzvah, what's it? So Toises, the Rima Kuvil, here at the Hosum, from the Bito Atzim, Shemesh Tamidei Chachamim. He's going on the way, should have left the dead body and gone. But he said, I'm calling it Toises, it sounds crazy. Toises, Chazim, crazy. That sounds very, very chidushtik. Toises says that Shemesh Tamidei Chachamim is Batal. What's the pshat, Rabbi said? Hello, the purpose of doing mitzvahs, man. Is for the purpose of doing mitzvahs. What are we learning Torah for doing mitzvahs? And here he did the most great, one of the greatest mitzvahs that Shaya makes mitzvah. And he gets teichacha. What did you do? It spilled out. The Chorv can understand it. Rabbi said maybe a few of Chaim Shmulevitz is vart. Rabbi said, what is? The fun of Miriam de Kalocha, Chaim asks in the Sefer. The Lemara says in Erevin, one of the reasons why Meisu b'nei Aaron died is because they were Moira Halocha b'nei Rabban. The Pele de Gazach, the Talmud Echor Lehoye L'Rabbi Eliezer. There was a Talmud that Rabbi Eliezer had. Miriam Samach Gimel in Erevin says he had a Talmud. Shehoira Halocha, there was Moira Halocha in front of his Rebbe. Omer Rebbe Lezer li'ima sholo im ishto, he said to his wife, to me, ani am yoytzi zesh nosay. It'll be a big chiddush to me if this Talmud is going to live out the year. He's married halach in front of his Rebbe. He passed in the law, v'loy hoytzi shana. At the end of the day, he died within the year. Omer le novi ata, so his wife said, Rebbe Lezer, you're a novi. How do you know this Talmud is not going to live out the year? Omer lo, loy novi ani, v'loy ben novi. Now this is the Kabbalah I have. A person who's Moira Halachos Neirav is Chayim Misa. In fact, the Chayim Shulev is a Chor HaPela Otzim. The Yeish don't know this boy name. The Chayim HaOmer Shul Moira Halachos Neirav. Okay, there's a key in the covenant of Rabbi. The guy passed the Halachos. The people are going to the Rebbe. And the Talmud passed the Halachos. Okay, there's a key in the covenant. So let him be Moichel him. Let the Rebbe be Moichel. Mochalah, the halacha is, we paskin, we learn the Kedushin, a Rebbe that's Mochal Kvaydai, Kvaydai is Mochal. So if the Pshah was you forgave the Rebbe, you pass in front of your Rebbe. Okay? Very nice. Let the Rebbe be Mochal. What's the stringency? What's going on? Mochal Allah, Chayim Misa, and Rabbi Loza said, he's not going to live out the year. Rabbi Loza be Mochal, he's a Talmud. What would a Rebbe do for a Talmud? Does it be Mochal, why not? And Rabbi Chayim Shalosh wants to say, Vaist Ois. Mechila doesn't help. Vice story, it's not so partial. But the Maisi says, not so partial Mechila. Because the Yisoid is, the Yisoid, that's the destruction of this halacha, Meir halacha, Rabba, why it's so stringent, Rabbi Yisai, is not because of Dafka the Begir, the Kvay Rabba. That for sure is a, what's it called? That is for sure a part of it. But even more important, Rabbi Yisai, is the fact that a person breaks the chain. This is Rabbi Chaim. He breaks the chain. There's a chain between us and our teacher and the Baruch Shalom down from Sinai. There's a chain that goes straight down Moshe Kibbutz Torah. at each Rebbe to Talmud is a continuation of that chain, of that tradition. Someone who's Meir Allah of the Rabbah times of Chaim is not just the act of Kovid Rabbi, but it's more that he's disrupting. He's disrupting the chain of the tradition that's being passed down from teacher to teacher, Talmud of Lisa. And that destruction of the chain is a heres to God's clients of Lisa. Because as we said before, our godless is that we have a tradition. We have a tradition. Our religion is based, and it has a tradition, and we trace it all the way back to Sinai. And those who remain holding on to the tradition, they withstand all what goes on in the Dairus of Isa. Because they're linked to a Muyuridika chain that's chained up to Sinai of Isa. That's the problem, people are always making changes. The problem is because they're not linked up to that chain of Isa. It's a direct chain that never chases, that never changes, it gets strong and strong. They tell the story of Isa in a college campus. There was a certain type of, there was a professor that said, that had different students in his class, and it was a student that discussed religions, the class discussed religions, theology, right? And the professor of theology got up and said, at the beginning of the semester, he said, Christo, you're a Christian. Get up and say a few words about your religion. So he got up in 10 minutes, he talked about Christianity, and he talked about the whole foundation of it. Next, he said, Muhammad, you're also in this class. Get up and maybe say a few words about your religion. So Muhammad got up and talked about Islam for 10 minutes. Finished. Goldstein, you're a Jewish man. Get up and talk about your religion for 10 minutes. He said, sorry, professor. I can't really talk about my religion too much. I'm a reformed. So he said, the professor said, Goldstein, don't you think you should know something about your religion before you reform it? Oh, we gotta live. The Kitza, Levaisa. Our God says we have a chain. We're linked back totally. Total chain back to Sinai. We know that we came from ancestors who were steeped in the same religion, and even more, they were closer to the tradition of Sinai. They were closer to those who saw the Achrayim, and the Achrayim who saw the Rishonim, and the Rishonim who saw the Tanoim, who went to the Gaonim and the Tanoim, back and back and forth, we traced back, Mama, straight back, as we said before, Baruch Be'er. There's somebody who's Meir Halacha, is not just a Pagiyah, and he's breaking the chain. He's reforming it. It's a destruction of God's Kaliyah. The other way around, we can understand why Shemesh Talmid Chacham maybe is something that we're not even vatal any mitzvah for the Bozer. Because right now, you're being Isaac in a yisoid of connecting to the chain. It's not just the word you're learning Torah. V'alog is by learning Torah, you're vatal. But Shemesh Talmid Chacham is something more different. It's learning, it's attaching yourself to the chain of the Rebbe. Who's been attached to his Rebbe? Who's attached to his Rebbe? Who's attached to his Rebbe? You're attaching yourself to the chain. You're becoming a member of that complete tradition of Yisrael. That's a whole different world. That's Klal Yisrael. That's establishing Klal Yisrael. But how do we get there? What's the secret of Yisrael? On one hand, we said, you need Shemush, actual Shemush. Pour the Rebbe coffee. Do things physical for the Rebbe. Set up the base medrash. Get things ready for learning. On the other hand, we said it's Sfarah. How are those? Where is the Nakuda? This we said with the Sephardim. The Sephardim says, Ish Asher Ruach Boy. What's the Pshat Ish Asher Ruach Boy? We quoted the Lashon HaSfarnai. Look, the Sephardim. Got the Sfarna, Isha Shem Ruach Boy. Mukhan, Lekabel. Mukhan, Lekabel, Orp, Nei Melech Chaim, Ki Inyar, Vlei Chuchachem, Lev Nasati Chochma. the yisoid of everything is that you make yourself a keli, ready to accept and to know everything that's shayach to know, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything that's shayach to learn from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael. Muchon the kabel or pnei melech hayim, ready to mekabel the or, ready to kabel the green, ready to kabel the shechina that rests on the Rebbe's face, Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Volbo says a miyud gezach, Rabbi Yisrael. We understand what was the samach the yodo all of the Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand on him. What's the yisoid? The Rambam says, Moshe somach lo Yeshua b'yad. Moshe put his hands on Yeshua and gave him smicha. Shenema v'yismach yodo yos olo v'yitaveyu. V'chei shirim tzkeinim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw he did somchom v'shor shalei tzchina. This is the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Dalet, Nechilchah Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was soymech on them v'shor shalei tzchina. For each one did a smicha, one to the next. Factor Volbe, what's that chesedis lashon in the Rambam? The shorsa aleihem shchina. What's that going to get the smicha? So there behechle kavanos loyme kizu he derech hashorsa shchina azik neisom midor dor. How is it that the shorsa hashorsa shchina in dor hashorsa shchina? Shebekoyach Gdolei Yisrael limso es Hashchina, the Gdolei Yisrael, the tradition, Moshe had the Shchina rest upon him, Rabbi Yisrael, and he now was soimich that koyach, not just dam smicha gopaska the shayla. Here he is with the smicha hanging up on the wall, Rabbi. You officially have been ordained as a rabbi. Call me Rabbi, Doctor, Doctor Rabbi, Rabbi, Doctor Plavama. Officially ordained. The Somach Yodo Smicha Rabbi Zayin, the Yisoid of Smichas of the Rambam, the Shoras Aleihem Shechina. The Shechina rests on them. That means the Koyach of the Rebbe is the Mav, the Koyach of Shechina that Shaykh in him. He says, "Al Pisa, we understand the Lashes every morning. No, what's the Pshat Rabbi Zayin? Every morning, Mekulav, Mekablim, Aleihem, Ol Malchus Shamayim. For the angels, Mekablim, Ol Malchus Shamayim." Zeh mi zeh. One from the next. The noise of the Meshuv Zeh li zeh. What do you mean? The Makabo Omar Shabbat Zeh mi zeh. How do you say it every morning, everybody said? What's Pshat in the we say it every morning? The Kulam Mekabe. Kulam Mekabe. Let's all sing together. What does this song mean? The Kulam Mekabe Lamem Omar Shabbat. The noise of the Zeh mi zeh. The Makabo Omar Shabbat Zeh mi zeh. What do you mean Zeh mi zeh? You're Makabo Omar Shabbat for somebody else? Who's Zeh mi zeh? So it's Chiddush Gadol says in Volbit. We always understand Kabbalah's Omar Shemayim. What does that mean? You're Makabal Omar Shemayim, right? You're Makabalah. Do we ever, the Oymin is on the shadow, from who do we get it? V'kula Mekablim Aleyev. What do you mean Kabbalah Omar Shemayim? Zem Yizeh. What do you mean Makabalah Mazem Zem Yizeh? What does it mean? What do you mean Zem Yizeh? So there, Pshat V'Volbit, Muriyah Digga Pshat V'Volbit. If there's a makabel, there's a noisin. Someone's giving it to you, so who are you getting it from? So if the gro pshat is ki gavoya mi al gavoya, we cannot get something directly from the bracha b'derech klal. So everything has to come from something higher above. You get it from something higher than you, and something higher than you. The malachim from them higher, 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 higher. Everybody higher than the next. Every malach gets from something that's higher than it. The malach that's higher. If a noisin is shus the cotton, he gives the shus to that cotton. Miato alam mivinim ki din malchi hashoras within tamidichom echodu. What's the yisoid of tamidichom and malachim hashoras hashchina etol shneim? And they're makabel, always from somebody higher than them. The malachim makabel from someone higher than them. Everybody's getting from someone higher. Where they get it? Called omach shemayim. And many of them, they bring it down in the chain. From that malach gives it to the malach lower than him, and from the malach lower than him, he gives it to the whatever the people that are lower than them, and they give it over to the next generation, the next level. Slower and slower, lower and lower. That's the side of a kula mekabel v'noyis kan zelazem. Kula mekabel zemizem. V'noyis v'shus zelazem. Rabboisai, the side is Kabbalah Tashchino. That's what we're getting. Or Pnei Chaim, Zachter was up to Sephornoi. What are you getting? Mucha lekabel or Pnei Melech. But the side, Rabboisai, that's what we're getting. But how do you get it? You got to create the keli, the vessel to be a mekabel. Shimush tamid hacham is one. Oh, we had spheres. One place is mashma, setting up. It's one person, one place is mashma, doing things for the Rebbe. The other place, mashma, shimush and svara. It's no sphere. In both places, you saw it as one. You are muchan, the kabel, or pnei hamelech. You're muchan. As the brings vaita, uvalev kol chacham lev. You set up your heart. You have the desire and the ratzon to learn every single possible hanhaga, every single possible svara, whatever you can take out from the Rebbe. As much as you can take out, and whatever you can take out, as much time as you can take able to take out, Yeshua didn't leave the Rebbe for a second. Why? He wanted to learn as much as possible. Oh, you only mishamish? You mishamish him physically. You could also learn out halachas, how he washes his hands. How he's knowing in Derech Eretz. Sicha, Tamil Chom, Sarach, Limud. Even the Sicha, they talk, and their jokes, and this, or whatever. Everything needs Limud, said the Chazal. You learn up, even from that Hagar, how they move their body, and they do their acts, every single thing. That Shimush, what does it mean? It means the person has a Muradik, a Bikush, a Emes. Bikush! Muchan, Zog Yeshua, Ishisha, Ruach boy, not like Rashi, the Pshat, you go, Ruach boy means he has that bakosh to emes. He has that bakosh. He wants to know chokhmah as much as possible. The man in the shoe had both. He had the shemesh physically, the shemesh of doing things, setting up the base medrash, doing things to create the environment of learning because he has bikosh of chokhmah was so great, and he also stayed in the base medrash and learned the chokhmah every second, every minute, and every hour. Boy said, that's the godless. To become the emes of mishamish, coming to the chomin. To become the godol, you have to have the shimush. But how do you have the shimush? What's the one meter that you need? Muchon, the kabbal, you have to make yourself a kli. You have to make yourself a kli. You have to want to know it. If you have to want to mekabel from the Rebbe. You have to want to follow his advice. You have to want to know what he means. If he gives a shir, whatever Rebbe you're going to, whatever shir you're going to, if he gives a shir, he says a svara, you think about it, spend time thinking into it. How are you going to gain? It's a terrible thing today. No one, that's Chaz v'Sholom, and came home with it stings in some places. Not the Chaz of shir. Not the Chaz of what they're learning. The Chaz of over a Musa Shmuz, of Gusman, of Zatzal. There's a Adam Golad Miro, we once spoke about him. How the Chabina Rav, when he heard his name, he made a bracha of Shemu Malas, as they say, Boruch Shacholach Michoch Masal Yureyov, he made a bracha of Shemu Malas on him when he came, because he heard him, he remembered his Chaim Moses Beis Din, and the first time he saw him, he thought it was his father, and then he realized it was a young man, he made a bracha, godless. Rav Gusman used to invite Rav Volba to say a shmuz in his yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Volba used to say, said the shmuz once in his yeshiva, and afterwards, of course, we called the bracha around and said, Nu Chevra. Let's chaz the shmuz. The gusman about a god of a tire, a god of a going hador. Chaim Moses Beis, you know what that means? And after the shmuz, he said, let's chaz what the Rebbe said. A guy goes to shmuz today, whatever. Okay, I'll just go get the sheet afterwards. I'll read it, you know, when I, you know, during when I'm laying down my bed Shabbos afternoon after the chon, I'll try to look it over. I'll put it in a notebook with, like, I have 250 things of a nerf shmuz in all my notebook. What do you have in your head? I don't know, not too much, but I have it in my notebook. I heard a shmuz. It was a lot of chidushim. There's shmuz, and there's also this stuff to learn from a shmuz. Think about it afterwards, the person. That's what it was in Europe. Of course, Gusman said it was posh why he got together at the Bahamian. In Europe, that was posh. He heard a shmuz. After shmuz, he got together in the Chabura, and he chazed over what was said. He chazed over the chidushim. He chazed over what the lesson he's supposed to learn. And that's how you grow. You go to a shir, a person sits in a shir, he chazes over what he learned in the shir, there's no such thing. What is he doing in the shir then? So go out of the shir, go to do something else, do plumbing. What is he doing in the shir? You want to grow in a person's life. Anybody who grew in any area of Torah, you have to chaz learning. You have to. What's shot? And he heard it, understand. To be, and not saying we're talking about everybody's Rebbe, we're not talking about, in a Chanan, we're talking about, you know, this guy's Rebbe, every single word that comes out from his mouth is, it's an Achrayas and a Rebbe also. But the Torah that comes out, the Torah, what he can learn out from the Rebbe, he should try to learn up. The Baruch Be'er, every time he went to his Rebbe to ask for a shayla and learn limud, if his Rebbe said three words, he would work hard to understand what was meant to the Rebbe. We spoke about this once. The Chaim said three words, it's only Stickles and Birkus Shmuel. The Chaim said three words on the subject. The Nira, the Ein Zeh Breira. And what did he mean by Ein Zeh Breira? What did he mean exactly? He had a whole shiur right on it. On three words of Chaim said. Three words as Rebbe said, he spent hours thinking, what did he really mean with those three words? He had a pachah from his Rebbe, he didn't ask again so much, but Lamaisa, he tried to understand, he worked hard to understand what his Rebbe meant. And that's the Yisoyda Baisai. If a person understands, that's not just Stam learning. From a Rebbe, you're getting a Derech HaChayim. From a Rebbe, from now what you're learning by this Rebbe, you're getting a certain Koyach and Limud HaTorah, what he got from his Rebbe, his dad, he got from his Rebbe. The Torah that he says over, it's from his Rebbe, which traces back to their Rebbe, and it's a chain. And you're now entering into that chain. You're running a chedek of that chain, but only if you mavatl himself. Only if you realize I have to mavatl myself a little. Yes, mavatl myself. I want to learn this. I want it very nice. You're not going to come just by going on your own. You have to be part of the chain. It's a mesoira. There's no such thing as leaving. I'm going on my own and doing my own thing. You have to have a mesoira. And from that, a person grows. From that, he becomes a chelak of that gavaldika chain of Klal Yisrael. To listen, to want to know, to be directed by a Rebbe in Hadrachas HaChayim. But the order to do that is a Vobi right to the thing. He takes his batlus. Kama his batlus. Kama's avas habikoires. He has to love also to be, want to be spoken to, or want to be mevukum. Mevukum means he wants to have a teichocha given to him. He wants that his Rebbe should give him teichocha. His Rebbe should criticize what he does. His Rebbe should be critical of his actions. But that time he's going to grow, that time he's going to become someone. The Rebbe points out that the first two madrigals in Memchai Tzvorim are Shmias HaOiz, Talmud and Shmias HaOiz. Shmias HaOiz means not talking, listening. Just listen to what the Rebbe has to say. Understanding and be mevatel. And from that you become great, Rebbe Yisrael. Yoshua is mevatel himself like mamish, a mat for Moshe Rabbeinu Bozer. Did he lose out at the end? So up to Medrash, we said at the beginning, said, Tena Yochel Piria. He looked at it, oh, he's mevatel himself. Where's he growing? I want to do my own thing. He's mevatel himself. He got off his high horse and mevatel himself. I want to know Torah. I want to know exactly what the Rebbe means in every single verse. I want to know what he's saying. Whatever you, if you have to believe in your Rebbe. And you have to hold that your Rebbe's on high on a pedestal. But if you, whatever Rebbe that you have, you mevatel yourself, Rabbi said. When I learned from the Rishiva, I sat hours and hours and hours trying to understand what he said, I wanted to say. I worked with it on the shiur. Any shiur, definitely I went to shiur, I worked on the hours on the shiur on the boy's side. Yeshua of Avatel, did he lose out at the end? So to Medrash, you were Mishamish, Moshe Rabbeinu, but Kol Kol Yichacho. Kedai Yishu Yishamish Yisrael, Yishu Yishamish Kol Yisrael. You think you're losing out, you're Avatel, Pruf Fakir, Rabbi, from the Bittles and the Kam, the greatest godless. Because then you're mevatel, you become one part of the chain. And if you're part of the chain, that means you're chayach to the Baruch Be'er. You're on that same chain with the Baruch Be'er. You're on that same long list of chain, Rabbi Yisai. And for that, you're allowed to mevatel call you, you don't have to do anything, just sit and learn Mishamish to Rebbe, Rabbi Yisai. You don't have to do any mitzvahs, Pashuk, or to Rebbe Kuvil. How we paskin, I don't know, but Lamaisa, we see the godless of it, Rabbi. We see the stringency of it, Chazal Shalom is not. So many bones come to Yeshiva, the Yeshiva always says, Chazal say, the Ikvus of the Mashiacha, that's going to be Vatal, Nisfadu HaTalmidim. Nisfadu HaTalmidim. In the end of the day, it's Nisfadu HaTalmidim. The Yeshiva always says, what's Pshat? Because once again, he has now the Schus of the Kaal, Rabbi Yisrael. He's not a Yochid anymore. He attached himself to that chain. You have the Schus of the Kaal Yisrael on you. Yeshua had Muriyah, the Kaslochim. Because he became one of that chain of Isaac. We should be Zeicha. To learn how to become an Emes of Talmud. And from that, Rabbi Yisrael. Chavis Tatsu is a Talmud Chochem, they're called. You'll be the biggest Chochem. But there's also a majority of Talmud Chochem. What does that mean? He's still for the Talmud. Rav Volber, Rabbi Yisrael, in his 80s, 90s, he had a Rebbe who was much younger than him still. Rav Futner was one of his Rebbeim. And after Futner was done, he went to a different person who was younger than him. He had a Rebbe even afterwards, Rabbi Yisrael. The Talmud Chochem He always wants to grow. He grows Duchter Rebbe, Rebbe, that chain. We should be Zerah Be'ezah Hashem to have Rebbeim, to Mishamish them. Be Zerah to all the schools that it says, of Shimish Tamil Rechamim, the Deila Shimush Yosem Yimuda, to be Zerah to be Emeser, the Deila Torah of Yira, the Schus, to call our Mishpachas, to call Klai Yisrael, Omer, Omer.